If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Hehe, there's water on that there moon. No, really.
But of course you knew that, right? However, NASA didn't know there was water on the moon when Apollo astronauts went to the moon 50 years ago. The astronauts brought back 842 pounds of rocks from the moon in hermetically sealed bags. When some of the hermetically sealed bags had water in them, NASA thought the bags had gotten contaminated from landing in the ocean. It was moon water, but NASA never made the connection that the water came from the moon rocks because, hey, there's no water on the moon, right? We now know that that's wrong. There definitely is water on the moon. However, who discovered that there is water on the moon is a bit of a tangled question. India claims that their Chandrayaan-1 lunar orbiter discovered water in the moon's soil. Regolith is the geologic term during its 2008-2009 mission. That claim is disputed because the Chandrayaan-1 spacecraft took only infrared spectral readings of the lunar surface at 3 nanometers. The positive results could also indicate OH molecules as well as H2O. OH is a hydroxyl, meaning it could be either an acid or an alcohol. India sent Chandrayaan-2 to the moon in July 2019 to confirm the earlier findings, and did find H2O by taking infrared spectral readings at 6 nanometers. But NASA's SOFIA laboratory claimed it found water on the moon in August of 2018. SOFIA, the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy, flying at 45,000 feet aboard a modified Boeing 747SB, took 6 nanometer spectral readings of the lunar surface and found the clear signature for water in August 2018. However, there is some dispute about that too. SOFIA's readings were not consistent with variations in temperatures on the moon. So, what's going on here? It's there, and then it isn't. Clearly, a hands-on measurement of the temperature on the lunar regolith is necessary to pin down if, and when, water is present in the sunlight on the moon. Therefore, the blue ribbon for the definite discovery of water in the rocks and soil on the moon must be given to China's Chang'e-5 lunar rover working on the moon's near side in 2020. The question becomes, how much water is in the dirt and rocks on the moon? The answer? Not much. About one drop of water could be squeezed out of every cubic meter of regolith, and just slightly more in the rocks. Engineers are currently scratching their heads, trying to figure out what kind of machinery to design and build that will be able to mine this moon water. It is essential that the water be found locally on the moon. Water is too heavy to bring in any large quantities up to the moon to supply human activity such as building a planned moon base. Without a water supply, long-term human presence on the moon is a definite no-go. Fortunately, water is believed to exist more abundantly on the moon in another location, at the moon's south pole. As early as 2010, NASA radar mapped the polar regions of the moon. Radar mapping depends on the bounce back or reflective signal of the radar waves. Radar bounces back differently when it strikes land, or water, or ice. Just like with your eyes closed, you can tell if someone is knocking on metal, wood, or plastic. The sound waves have their own distinctive pattern, just like radar does. The amount of time it takes to receive the bounce-back signal creates a map of the surface topography. Mountains, valleys, and ridges can all be mapped accurately, creating a detailed surface map. When passing over the craters of the lunar south pole, the radar-ranging reflection bounced back with a signal that indicated ice within the craters. This was big news and a thrilling finding. It is a peculiar quality of craters at the moon's south pole that the sun never shines down into the craters. The angle of sunlight merely skips horizontally across the tops of the craters, never going down into the craters. The unique polar location creates a situation where the upper rims of polar craters are always in the sunlight, but the bottoms of the craters never receive sunlight. Ice at the bottom of the craters will never melt. Over 40 permanently dark craters lie in the vicinity of the lunar south pole, and they all appear to have ice in them. Space agencies from all around the world quickly made announcements that they were planning moon bases at the lunar South Pole. China, Russia, Europe, and Japan are planning to place solar panels around the rims of the craters, since they have sunlight 24/7, and mine the ice at the bottom of the craters. NASA was not so quick to do that. Wisely, NASA chose not to make extravagant plans based on a single observation. It's just not good science. Multiple observations are necessary. If your cousin Billy at dinner sees the salt shaker levitate and float in the air, but no one else notices it, it might not have happened, no matter how much Billy insists it did happen. Multiple observations are necessary for something to be considered real, and at least one of those observations must involve direct contact. NASA launched the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter to orbit closely over these craters at the Moon's South Pole. Of the seven LRO instruments taking detailed readings is the LAMP instrument, which can take ultraviolet images of the dark craters as they are illuminated by sunlight. Pretty clever. Current thinking estimates that there is 1 trillion pounds of water ice in the permanently dark craters at the lunar South Pole, or about 500 billion liters of water. This is close to about what the whole United States uses in just 2 days. But for a moon base, 5 billion liters of water could last 1,000 years. Now, how did this ice get there? Comets are the best explanation. Comets can be composed of many different kinds of ice, water ice being the most common, since oxygen and hydrogen are so prevalent in space. Earth is the only place in our solar system, however, with Italian ices. When a comet crashes into the lunar South Pole and makes a crater, the ice is trapped there, never to melt or evaporate, since it is compacted into the moon's surface. Radar readings have indicated ice as deep as 60 feet below the surface at the bottom of these dark craters. It's going to get very crowded at the moon's South Pole when all these countries begin carrying out their plans to exploit the perpetual sunlight on the crater rims and the ice at the crater's dark depths. The moon's South Pole is fast becoming the most valuable and most coveted piece of real estate outside of the Hamptons on Long Island, New York. But NASA still hasn't gotten its final direct sensation of water ice at the lunar South Pole. They tried, and NASA is still trying. The L-Cross spacecraft fired a heavy projectile down into the dark crater Cabeus. The idea was to create a plume of gas from the impact that would rise above the crater rim, and a following spacecraft would fly through the plume of gas and take direct measurements of it. This would be the physical proof of water in the polar craters that NASA was looking for. L-Cross found plenty of hydrogen, along with sodium, mercury, and silver in the gaseous cloud raised from the crater floor, but no H2O molecules. The amount of hydrogen in the plume led many scientists to insist that water ice had to be the source. But there was still room for some doubt. It was not the direct detection that NASA had hoped for. Coming soon, PRIME-1 will drill for ice at the moon's south polar area. PRIME is an acronym that stands for Polar Resources Ice Mining Experiment. The probe will only be able to drill 3 feet deep, but NASA hopes that it is deep enough to find ice compacted into the moon below the level of the regolith. PRIME-1 is part of, and a prelude to, the Artemis human crewed mission to the moon. NASA has not had boots on the moon in over 50 years. In fact, we haven't landed anything on the moon during all the years since the last Apollo mission in 1972. We have landed rovers on Mars many times in the intervening years, but not the moon. Now, with the almost certainty of water ice on the moon, the race is on to set up a human crewed station at the south pole of the moon. Water on the moon is not only creating a lot of excitement in the science community, it's also creating a lot of drama on the ground. So, now you are informed. It's not going to be just another space launch. This is a biggie. We're going back to the moon. It's going to be awesome.